Just relieved, Francie. 9 years too long for this county not to win an Ulster minor, and we said the boys at the start, we want to win an Ulster. We want to win an Ulster, and when we got the draw, it was going to be tough for now. It was going to be three tough games to get there, and just want to credit Donegal. You know, knew it was going to be a battle, and they give us one hell of a battle, Francie, and I'm just relieved to be over the line.
You went down at 14 men and you lost one of your key men there, Big Rory, in the second half. You only conceded 2 points during that, and you struck two goals yourself. I mean, the way that the side actually reacted to that and made sure that everything was covered during that period.
Francie, we were asked questions, you know, you've had the two easy games. If it's a battle, can you fight? And we told the boys at the second water break, this is what Donegal probably targeting, to be close in the game in the last quarter, lads. Are we going to fight? And we're down to 14 men. Big Owens came in, Owen McElhone, a brilliant interception, set up Owens, drilled it into the net, and then our second goal as well was class. And you know, just these lads answered that call, and I'm just delighted for them, because you know, that the smiles on their faces puts the smile on mine. That's why I do it, and that's why all the manager team do it, to give them lads something they'll cherish, and by God, they'll cherish that.
It was a battle, and you knew Donegal would make it a battle, but you could have made it more comfortable for yourselves. There were times when you had a dominant spells in the game and shot some wides. I think there was maybe 10 in the first half.
Look, we were 35% conversion rate in the first half, and you know, we said look, Donegal's probably going to be a happier side coming in at half time, only 4 down, and you know, probably living off scraps. But we just said, lads, look, you got to fight. We're in a battle. We've been questioned, can we battle? We come out, start of the second half, give ball away after ball away. Donegal had it down to 2 at a stage. But we, by God, did we react, and I'm just over the moon, man. I'm just delighted.
You went into this game not knowing if there was a battle in your side, because you'd no way of knowing, because you had comfortable wins over Down, and then an even more comfortable win over Fermanagh. But they really rose to that challenge.
Look, they rose to it. That was the question we asked. You know, that hopefully will stand to us. You know what I mean? That we were asked those questions. We lost Big Rory, who's one of our leaders, and you know, I think we outscored them maybe 2-1 to 2, maybe a point or so on at that stage. And look, I'm just delighted for every one of them. And when I say every one of them, boys, I mean the 36. We have 36 lads there that are at every training. We had them in Lamacrory Lock last Sunday morning, the morning after the Fermanagh match. Every one to a man was there. And this is for them, and I'm just delighted for them all.
And once again, your bench proved a very strong option as well late in the game. You know, Conor Owens and others as well came in and did a great job for you.
Look, that's the squad, and we got big Jack Martin, a bit of game time. Jack's a phenomenal player too, come back from a medial knee injury, and you know, got big Jack a few minutes. But look, we could have put any one of them on there, man. There's serious talent there, and I'm just delighted for every one of them lads.
I suppose it continues a proud tradition of minor football in the county. 24 people, 9 ahead in the leaderboard now, you know, so in a historical sense, it's a great achievement, isn't
it? Well, the only way I look at it is, it's the first in 9 years, and 9 years is too long for this county to go without one. And look, I'm not going to take any credit for this. It's them men out there in them white jerseys that get the credit for that, because when the questions were asked, they were the ones answered it, and I'm just delighted for them. This is, everything we do is for them, and we're just delighted for them.
I'm sure it's the furthest thing from your mind just right now, when all Ireland semi-final, I think next weekend, I look forward to Jerry. No rest,
but now we haven't thought about it. We haven't. Every time I talk to his after men, and I'll be totally genuine, I haven't thought ahead. Winning an Ulster was all I wanted to do. We'll celebrate this evening and get back sometime over the weekend. And we'll study Cork, but we are in bonus territory now, and I'm just delighted.
Just finally, a word for both the goal finishes, absolutely spectacular finishes from Conor and Cormac.
Well, we watched in every game Donegal have played so far, their keeper's made an unbelievable save. And we challenged myself, as if we're in on goal, get the bloody thing to the corner. And both of them put unbelievable finishes past. And look, I'm just delighted, man. That's just the word I just keep saying. Delighted and relieved.